Thanks by Faith, that was a great song. Listen, the other day, friends, I had an opportunity to visit with a friend of mine who was raised in California but now resides in Missouri. And we had the chance to discuss not only the current state of our nation but the craziness within our times. And he shared with me that as a child, he lived in an area of California where folks were not divided by religion or by race. His community was diverse, at least by the way that we define the term today. Yet he says folks were able to live together in peace and harmony. And he said something in the midst of our conversation that served as a connecting point, if you will, of my Holy Spirit light bulb going off. And what he said was is that people in his childhood days were intentional about being proactive. I knew at that moment that mine and his discussion went way beyond two friends catching up. Mine and his discussion was used by God to be an answer prayer. Because you see, I had been earnestly praying to God about what was the next message I needed to share that would be relevant for all who worship here through Green Forest United Methodist Church. Now, I believe as Christians, we see the example of Jesus, or from the example of Jesus, that we are to be eager and enthusiastic in being proactive about doing good for others. And this means that we don't simply do good when it's convenient or when the opportunity presents itself. Rather, our calling as disciples of Christ demand of us to think hard about ways that we can be proactive in living our faith. Now, you might be surprised to know that if you were to try to look up the word proactive in a Webster's dictionary, you would find that it's not present in the print. I have my own personal copy of Webster's second edition school and office dictionary that is copyrighted back in July of 2002. And when I opened the book up to find the word proactive, it was absent. Now, while the word of our emphasis may be absent from dictionaries, it can be found in internet dictionaries. So I went to Cambridge English Dictionary to find the word proactive and share with you how it is defined. And the definition is this: taking action by causing change and not only reacting to change when it happens. Now that definition reminds me of an old saying I'm sure that we've all heard before, and it goes like this. There's three kinds of people in the world. There's the kind of people who make things happen, and then there's the kind of people who watch things happen, and then there's the kind of people that say, what just happened? Now, it's obvious to me which one of these kinds of people are those that are proactive, and that would be the first group. Yet, the point of this quote is to remind us that our life experiences and our behavior is a direct reflection of our decisions, not our conditions. So I believe that the Bible details very clearly to me that God created us and instructs us to be proactive people. And that will be the focus of our sermon time together today. So I'm going to do something this Sunday morning that I don't ever do, and that is, I am going to draw our sermon time off of one passage of Scriptures. And I'm going to ask Chris to put that passage of Scriptures on the screen for us now and ask that you join me in reading this verse found in Proverbs chapter 29, and it is verse 18. And the Scripture says, where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint. But blessed is the one who heeds wisdom's instruction. As always, it's our tradition to end every reading saying, "This is the word of God for the people of God," and all respond saying, "Thanks be to God." Would you please join me in a word of prayer? Lord God, we come today and we know that you are the God of wisdom, that you're the God of hope, you're the God of instruction. And we know, Lord, that your word instructs us to live into the abundance, the abundant life that Christ came that we may all share. So today, Lord, I ask that you use this sermon time to help us to think through the hard things about what it means to be proactively living our faith. This I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. You know, I believe this verse details that God has created us and instructs us to be proactive people. So let me explain this in a little bit. You know, much of the Christian life is about acting in anticipation of the future. This verse specifically tells us that the moral and spiritual problems that we encounter or that occur in our lives usually do so because wisdom and revelation are ignored. Now, that word revelation in Hebrew translates as the knowledge of God. And we know that the knowledge of God is what is supposed to guide our thoughts, our words, and our actions. For the knowledge of God is wisdom. And we know that Jesus is wisdom. He is the Word of God made flesh, right? So Jesus is the wisdom that is mentioned in Proverbs. Actually, Jesus lived out Proverbs for us in the Scriptures. Now, that word wisdom in Hebrew means skill. So to live life with skill, whether in war, art, or craftsmanship, which is the way that it is used in the Hebrew text, demands a life of intentional action that creates or controls a situation by one's actions, causing something to happen rather than responding to something after it happened. Way one theologian put it, it's life meeting theology. I kind of like that. Now, for me, an unofficial synonym for proactive would be the word responsibility. And if you broke that word apart, it's response, then ability. So what I gather from that is you and I have the choice, the ability to choose, if you will, our own individual responses to life. As one theologian writes, if our lives are functions of conditioning and conditions, it is because we have consciously chosen to empower those things to control us. Now, I think it's important for us to understand that that statement, because many things are happening within our society. I mean, the pressures of society are powerful and, at least for me, frightening. People have been laid off and face uncertain financial futures. There is a growing call coming from all the diverse communities within our country to address the racism within our culture and our society. As the election nears, our country continues to become more and more divided by politics, with Christians speaking harshly and poorly of fellow Christians as well as non-believers just because they do not agree with the party that they represent. Even the mandate of wearing a mask has become an argument of right versus wrong. And if you stand on one side of the fence, you're classified as unpatriotic and a liberal. If you stand on the other side of the fence, you're characterized as fundamentalistic without acknowledging your privilege. And not surprisingly, the majority of Christians have simply chosen to shelter themselves from the insane reality we find ourselves in. And when they do speak out, they use the platform of social media, which tends to only fuel the flames for one side or the other. But you see, proactive people, they understand that they have the God-given ability to make change. Proactive people understand that they have been given the God-given ability to choose how one responds to the issues of society. You and I, my friends, have been given the God-given ability to be a source to the solution rather than a contributor to the problem. So let's say today you're watching and you don't agree with the restraints of COVID. Or maybe you don't agree with the racism movements. Or maybe you don't agree with the platforms of political parties. That's fine. But how would Jesus respond to those issues? How would Jesus respond to the opposing views of politics? What would Jesus say and do to those in our society who are oppressed and or feeling oppressed? Would Jesus be ostracizing those folks? Would Jesus be demonizing others? I mean, would Jesus be writing people off as unworthy or dispensable? I think we all can agree that Jesus' life was proactive in making this place a better place. In fact, he is recorded in Mark chapter 1, verse 15, saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." As people who are seeking to be people of the book, we are to be proactive through wisdom in creating the change needed so that all will walk in the kingdom of God that is at hand. But you know what? To make it reality will demand of us to cast off the restraints associated with our beliefs that this party, this group, this movement, if you will do what only Jesus Christ has entrusted the church to do. Now, I want to say that taking the initiative, being proactive, does not mean that a person has to be aggressive, obnoxious, or pushy. It is simply recognizing our responsibility and our role to make things happen, to bring about change. You see, friends, I'm really afraid that the church, and when I say church, I'm not talking about Green Forest, I'm talking about church with a capital C. I'm afraid the church has missed the signs that every person in our country wants better jobs, better homes, better social status, better family relationships, and greater spiritual understanding. I mean, we need to remember, as the body of Christ, the Lord will never put us in situations that we cannot change for His glory and His kingdom. But we will fail in our kingdom assignment if we refuse to be proactive. I mean, the people who we study in Scripture, the people who we look to as modern day prophets, are people who are and were proactive. They were people who seized the initiative to do what was needed to be done despite the hardships. And these men and women did not contribute to the problem. They sought to be a source to the solution that was consistent with biblical principles. So, assuming that you agree with parts of this sermon today, let me ask you some questions. If you're a person watching today who does not agree with wearing a mask, then what is your alternative plan to make sure that you do not contract or spread the coronavirus or any other illnesses to those who are the most vulnerable? If you're against the Black Lives Movement, what are your plans to make sure that every person in your community are treated fairly and justly? If you are gainfully employed and live or serve a church in a community that is in the center of poverty. What are your plans to help those who are in need? I mean, what is our plan to make this place better for our children, our grandchildren, the future generations that are still yet to come along? I mean, like it or not, if we claim to be followers of Jesus Christ, this is our responsibility. Wherever you stand, whatever your thoughts, do not forget that Jesus is not only our Savior, He is also our wisdom. This is not a nebulous concept or an ancient advice for life. It is the example of wisdom, Jesus, that is to empower and guide our preparation and participation to life. Christians are to be thoughtful people who are eager to do good by being proactive. So I'll close with the quote I referenced early in the sermon, the one that says there are three kinds of people in the world: those who make things happen, those who watch things happen, and those who say, "What happened?" I want to ask you, which type are you? I offer this to you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.